My guests this morning have walked over from the School of Music at Western Michigan University. Just last week, I was speaking to Dr. Scott Borma about a Western Winds concert, and today we'll be talking about the University Bands in concert at Miller Auditorium on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And also in the studio here is a new guest I'm meeting for the first time, Dr. Mary Land, who joined the faculty at the School of Music this last semester as an instrumental music education professor. Very nice to meet you, Dr. Land.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You are heading up the concert band, which is the third. We have a lot of band activity happening right now. So we'll be talking a little later about your holiday offering coming up in early December.
Correct.
Right. Well, it's great to have you here, too.
Thank you.
Dr. Borma, let's talk a little bit about what's happening on Sunday at Miller Auditorium.
Yeah, we have two of our bands, Symphonic Band and the Wind Symphony, will be performing a joint concert on Sunday afternoon. And we're just rounding out our semester. This is our last regular scheduled concert of the year, and both ensembles playing five or six pieces and got some guests involved, so it should be a really good variety of music.
The concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock in Miller Auditorium. First up is the University Symphonic Band.
Right.
Which is the ensemble that I associated you with conducting.
Yeah, we've made some changes this year. We've kind of decreased the size of the two bands that we previously had a little bit, just to make more opportunities for one-on-a-part playing, a little bit more symphonic kind of playing, and changed the name of the first ensemble to the Wind Symphony, and changed the name of the second ensemble to the Symphonic Band now, and we've added a third ensemble that is a lot of music majors and some non-majors, and that's called the Concert Band, and that's what Dr. Land will conduct.
Who leads the University Symphonic Band now?
Symphonic Band is directed by Professor John Leonard, who is our interim assistant director of bands here. He was a master's student in conducting recently, and so he's taken on that role this year for us as we search for a new person to be in that role. And he's put together a really varied program of great music, and he also has a couple of guests that will be joining him. Recently retired voice faculty member David Little, and if you go to any of the Bronco home football games when the band is on the field, that's the voice you hear from the heavens announcing the band. And he's going to be narrating the famous Copland piece, Lincoln Portrait.
What a special occasion to hear that piece.
Yeah.
Do you like the orchestral version or the band version?
Oh, I'm a band guy. What am I supposed to say? Both are wonderful. You know, and it's all about the story and the history and the great narration, the combination of the musical elements that describe the tumultuous time in the Civil War and Lincoln. All of the words are directly from Lincoln's speeches. So it's a pretty powerful piece to close this program with.
Aaron Copland wrote the Lincoln Portrait.
All right.
Did he choose all the texts to go with the music?
You know, I think so, but I should have John here to answer that question, but that's my understanding.
Well, just in light of our recent Veterans Day and Armistice 100th anniversary, I mean, it seems like a really appropriate piece to you.
And we're actually featuring quite a bit of Americana on this program. There's a great American concert march that the Wind Symphony will perform. There's a brand new piece by an American composer on it. Leonard Bernstein will be featured on the program. So a lot of appropriate music.
I wanted to point out one other piece on the University Symphonic Band portion of the concert, and that is a woman composer named Catherine Saalfelder.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have that correctly pronounced.
Yep.
She's a very young composer who has written some terrifically distinct and unique pieces for band.
Yeah, really exciting, as you say, unique music. It doesn't sound like anything else, and she's becoming quite prolific in all kinds of different media. As a matter of fact, right before I came to Western, my predecessor, Bob Spradling, commissioned a work from her for his last semester on campus. And she does a lot of things that incorporate Baroque and Renaissance music and
That's
antiphonal,
right.
brass and woodwinds and spatial relations, having instruments up in the balconies. So we'll get a little bit of that on Sunday.
that's, you're bringing it all back.
Yeah.
The symphonic band recorded her piece on the Shadowcatchers.
Correct.
Recording of a few years back, which featured the Iwasan piece,
right.
Shadowcatchers. Mm-hmm. So again, the University Symphonic Band, bringing music of Catherine Salfelder, Aaron Copland, Steve Danu, and Dana Wilson. These are all contemporary composers, mm-hmm. Pieces from this 21st century.
Right.
So.
And I should say, also conducting the Catherine Salfelder, we have Patricia Cornett, who is the director of bands at Temple University, happens to be a good friend of John Leonard's, and she's a friend of mine. She was a student at the University of Michigan when I was there, a doctoral student, and so she's coming over from Temple to guest conduct the piece.
And what does she do at Temple again?
She's the director of bands.
Okay, so she's directing bands all the time.
Yes, this is not anything new.
Yeah, but fun to try a different ensemble. And,
absolutely.
And it's usual, very usual. The students get a lot out of
right.
that, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Dr. Scott Borma and Dr. Mary Land of the School of Music at Western Michigan University. A lot of band activity, strong musical wills involved. And we're kind of rounding out the semester here with a university band's concert on Sunday with some holiday offerings we'll talk about in a little bit. Kind of covers the first portion of the concert. So let's zero in on the Wind Symphony, which you will be conducting.
Yeah. After a brief intermission, we will open with E.E. Bagley's National Emblem March, which is very just perfect for Veterans Day. The first strain of the march is a cut time take on our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, but he puts it into cut time instead of the traditional 3/4. So it's a very popular march, and it's a toe tapper to get this concert started.
I think we can take the time right now to give it a shot.
Sounds great.
Start tapping our toes. Again, the concert is free, and it's Sunday at 3:00 in Miller Auditorium. We heard the U.S. Army Band in that recording of the National Emblem March, published in 1905 by Edwin Eugene Bagley. And it's starting off the second portion of the University Band's concert on Sunday. It's a 3:00 concert, free and open to all, as always, with the band's concerts at Western Michigan University. And my guest, Scott Borma, will be conducting this portion by the University Wind Symphony. What a great way to get started.
Yeah. You're toe tapping?
I really appreciate, the older I get, the more I appreciate, being challenged at times, but also thank you for a nice march, and that's what, the program.
Well, it's a traditional band idiom, just like jazz is American, the march is, there were a lot of marches written at the beginning of the birth of bands as we know them today. So making sure that we keep them alive here and there is definitely important.
Yeah, lots to choose from at that time
period. Definitely.
A lot of activity. It would be neat to go back in time and follow some of the marching bands around the country. It wasn't just Sousa, was it? It was a whole...
Oh. Late 1800s, early 1900s, bands were kind of the entertainment of the towns, and bands traveled all over the country, and It's an interesting time. They mainly played pieces that were transcribed from other things, though. The marches were original, but a lot of the music that they played were novelty tunes, arrangements, and operatic transcriptions and things like that. So over the last 150 or 100 years, we've really started to build our own repertoire.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about university and high school bands is that they've turned into a proving ground for young composers.
Right.
Because conductors and bands are, you know, always so open to trying new music, creating new repertoire. And you'll see more new music composers in the band area than in many others.
Yeah, that's very true. It's a time where a lot of university band directors and high school band directors, middle school band directors are commissioning new music from composers. We just want to build a repertoire and get more pieces to choose from. We're actually in a situation where it seems like everybody and his sister writes a piece for band these days, and wading through it sometimes is difficult, but that's a great problem to have.
Sure. That's what all those conferences are about.
Right, exactly.
The Wind Symphony is the newly named top ensemble at Western Michigan University for wind music majors. And Scott Borma is conducting it on Sunday in a concert where they're joined by the symphonic band, which opens the concert. We've just listened to the National Emblem March. But then we take a leap of quite a few decades to a piece called Zion.
Yeah, this is by Dan Welcher, great composer. Again, writes for all kinds of ensembles, small and large. And this piece, Zion, is a tribute to Aaron Copland. So we're staying with this Americana theme a little bit. And he quotes a couple of hymns, Zion's Walls and Zion's Security. Mm-hmm. And Copland adapted Zion's Walls in some of his music, most famously his opera, The Tenderland. If you've ever heard The Promise of Living, this quote, this little hymn tune is used throughout that piece, and it's also used in Dan Welcher's take. Now, Dan Welcher's take is completely different, being a 1994 composition, and this piece is going to be conducted by graduate assistant Vince Rubino.
Dan Welcher is an American composer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does he also teach?
He does, and I knew you were going to ask me that, and I can't remember where he teaches. I believe it's in Texas, but I'll do my research better next time.
Okay. And interesting that, of course, Aaron Copland, who's synonymous with American music and Americana, was a Jewish Brooklyn-based composer who came to symbolize and write the sound of America.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's why the piece might be called Zion.
Yep. Yeah, and it's a set of four works that talk about different national parks in the United States, Zion being one of them.
Oh, the Zion National Park.
Yep.
Well, let's take a break and hear a performance of Zion. And again, this piece will be featured on Sunday in the University Bands Concert starting at 3 p.m. That is music by Dan Welcher, and it's a piece he wrote in honor, in many ways, of the composer Aaron Copland, a piece called Zion. And if you just tuned in during the music, I'm with conductor Scott Borma and conductor Mary Land, both from the School of Music at Western Michigan University, the University Bands, the Symphonic and Wind Symphony, are in concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And we're looking at some of the pieces on the program with Dr. Borma. But I'd like to add Dr. Land at this point. Dr. Land is conductor of the University Concert Band. And while we have a chance, we'd like to let listeners know that there are some upcoming holiday concerts to put on your calendar. So, Dr. Land, you'll be performing on a Friday night.
December the 7th.
December 7th.
8 o'clock in the Recital Hall in Dalton Center.
Have you already had a public concert or three?
No, this is it. This is our debut. So listeners, come out.
You programmed the concert?
I did. This is a, as Dr. Borma had said earlier, a newly formed, newly structured band at Western this year. So this group kind of cast a large net out of repertoire to find what was going to stick with them and what would fit this group. And as I'm sitting here listening to the two of you talk about the performance on Sunday, I realized that we're doing a performance of American composers as well. We're using, very fortunate to have the two, Dr. Borma's two graduate assistants assisting with this concert, and they'll also be conducting.
Would you tell us, since it's your first visit to WMUK, tell us a little about your background and how you became interested in music, specifically music education and acquiring skills for conducting?
I would love to, and I'm going to take it back quite a ways. You know, I can remember I have an older sister that started in band, and I could not wait until it was my turn when I was in sixth grade. And I was bitten by the band bug and had been highly addicted to being in the band room. So when it came time to go to college, there was no other option than to music ed so that I could be out and teach others and hopefully that they could enjoy it as much as I did, enrich their lives. And so I continued on, and I'm here now.
I was curious what section of the band was the one that drew you in.
You know, I'm a trumpet player.
Trumpet.
And my sister was a clarinet player, so of course I had to do something differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, choose my path. So trumpet was it.
And where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in South Carolina and got my bachelor's degree at University of Georgia in music education. And then after teaching for a few years, realized all that a young band director does not really know. So tried to get into graduate school pretty quickly. So I went to Vandercook College of Music in Chicago for my master's degree.
How long have you been teaching?
Don't ask that question. Okay, go ahead.
When did you really feel like you were a good teacher? And I know that's something we all, you would all work on always, but how long have you been working with college-age students?
This is my ninth year with college-age students. And, you know, your question, when did you feel like you were a, quote, good teacher? I think everyone always feels like, are our students learning? But I think until you have students to come back to you and tell you things like, you know, had you not, you know, thank you for what you did, or had you not brought this to my attention, or when you see your students succeeding and not just in music, but, you know, in life, you know, if you can make a difference and connect with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we're really glad to have you at Western Michigan
I'm
University.
Very glad to be here.
Tell me something about the students in the concert band. You referred to some of them as music majors and some of them as talented musicians who have other studies.
We're a fantastic group of a wide variety of backgrounds and interest, I think. But we have this common thread throughout the group, and they love to get together. They're very dedicated. We rehearse Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Who does that? You know? And they show up. And we have over 80 members. Some are, I would say most of them are your what you would think to be your traditional college students. We have some community members. We have some faculty members and employees of the university. So we have a good mixture that works together very well. And we're very fortunate that our instrumentation has turned out to be very, very balanced.
That can be an issue sometimes.
It could have been a huge challenge, but this has been great.
And didn't you have a guest clarinetist visit the other night for your rehearsal?
We did. We had the director of the School of Music, Bradley Wong, who surprised us Wednesday night as he walked in the door with his clarinet and assumed the seat of last chair clarinet.
How humble.
Oh, right. And but the clarinetists sitting to the right of him were pretty much in shock.
Were they sitting up straight?
Let me tell you what, they were focused Wednesday night.
So this is one of those classes, things you can sign up for in college that can make your college experience really personal. You make friends through these groups. They're setting wonderful goals as a group, and can maybe ease up on some of the stresses of your other classes mm-hmm. as well. So it's wonderful to offer music of all kinds to college students at Western.
Yeah, and some of the students are actually music education majors. They're planning to be band directors, and they are playing a secondary instrument, maybe an instrument that they've taken in a methods course and they really want to understand it better. So we have that in there as well. But they're doing really well, and we're very much looking forward to our first concert, December the 7th.
That's right. It's a Friday, December 7th at 8 o'clock in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Mm-hmm. Any pieces you're particularly looking forward to sharing with the audience?
Every one of them, okay? But I think we're going to open the concert with a fanfare for a festive day, which kind of gives us a good idea of what the whole event is about. It's by Roger Cicci, and it's a dynamic concert opener with lots of woodwind thrills and trills, and I think it's a good way to get us started, so don't be late to the concert. You want to hear that one.
Okay. Dr. Mary Land is instrumental music education professor at Western Michigan University and leads the concert band on Friday, December 7th at the Dalton Center Recital Hall. And Dr. Borma will be conducting this weekend, as well as the Christmas card concert, which will be the same weekend.
Right. So, yeah, a lot to keep track of. We've got this weekend the Symphonic Band and Wind Symphony on Saturday or Sunday. Whoa, I can't even keep track of them.
Watch out.
Sunday at 3 o'clock this Sunday, and then the concert band concert on December 7. And then 2 days later, December 9, will be our Christmas card to the community, and it'll feature all three of the concert bands, as well as a lot of small student ensembles and very festive and holiday music.
Is that at Dalton or at Miller?
That will be at Miller. So we're at Dalton on Friday night and then Miller on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Well, let's get back to Sunday's concert. We just listened to Dan Welcher's Zion. Next up on the program is a piece by Zachary Ploeger.
And Zach is a recent graduate of Western Michigan. He's right now working on his master's at Arizona State University. And before he graduated here last year, he won a composition contest through the School of Music that the winner of the contest gets to write a piece for our Wind Symphony, and it rotates 1 year. It's for the orchestra, so they get different opportunities as they come up. But so he was to write a piece, and the assignment was to write a 6 to 8 minute piece, and that the Wind Symphony would premiere it for him in the fall. Well, in the middle of the summer, I checked in with him. Zach, how's the piece coming? And he said, it's going to be to you in a week or two. And I get the score, and it's a symphony. It's four movement symphony. It's 22 minutes long. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you really got to work. He said, yeah, I was just really inspired. Unfortunately, we don't have the time in the program to play the entire piece, so we're just going to be able to play the first movement. But very compelling music. Zach is exploring just kind of some concerns about all of the mass shootings that we've had in the country lately, and this piece is dedicated to all those who've lost their lives in the senseless school shootings. And he says in his program notes, and for all those fighting to stop the violence, may we as a society find a solution. So it's pretty dark, angry, rough music. And so it won't be the one that you leave the concert tapping your toe, but it might be the one that makes you think.
That you remember.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How artists process events, things that affect us in society.
Right.
Some paint, some write music, and an inspiration doesn't always have to be. I saw a bird and smelled
right.
the breeze.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Sounds like an important work for Zach Ploeger. Then we hear from the Candide.
Yeah.
Operetta by Bernstein.
Felt after that piece we needed to cleanse our palates and just hear something pretty. And it's Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide. And it's just beautiful, gorgeous, sweeping melodies and wonderful harmonies. And it happens to be, if Bernstein were still alive, this would be his 100th birthday. He was born in August of 1918. And so all over the country, people are playing a lot of Bernstein this year. And so we're starting this out with Make Our Garden Grow, just a beautiful piece of music.
I'm with Scott Borma and Mary Land, and the concert is this Sunday at 3 o'clock in Miller Auditorium. It's free and open to the public, and details are on the School of Music website, wmish.edu/music/events. Here's the Bernstein piece. That's Make Our Garden Grow from Candide by Leonard Bernstein. And I think we heard the Dallas Wind Symphony there. You can hear the Western Wind Symphony on Sunday in a program that features that piece. Starts at 3 o'clock. Also features the University Symphonic Band. A lot of American composers, a lot of 21st century pieces of great variety and beauty, as we just heard. My guest is Dr. Scott Borma, who's conducting the WMU Wind Symphony on Sunday, and Dr. Mary Land, who leads the concert band and will conduct her first concert as a professor at Western on December 7th at the University Dalton Center Recital Hall. The calendar for school events is at wmish.edu/music/events. And Scott, we have just one last piece to get to preview Sunday's concert.
Right. This is a piece by Norman Della Gioia. He's an American, despite his very Italian name. His actual name was Nicodemo De Gioia, and he was born in New York City to Italian immigrants. And Juilliard schooled composer, studied with Paul Hindemith, and has written some really great music for winds over the years. And we're very fortunate that he has chosen to write some great pieces for us. Some of his most popular pieces were Fantasies on a Theme by Haydn, Satyric Dances. He won an Emmy Award for a soundtrack for the TV special The Louvre, all about the Paris Art Museum, and did a work for band called Scenes from the Louvre. That gets a lot. That's probably his most famous piece for band. But we're playing a piece called Variants on a Medieval Tune, and it's based on the In Dulce Jubilo, you'll recognize it as a kind of a Christmas, we often hear it at Christmas time, so it's no surprise that we'll also play that at our Christmas concert a couple weeks later. But it's a theme in variations. He starts with hints at this melody, then you hear the melody in its traditional form, and then does some crazy things with it, and really, really a magical piece.
I didn't realize that tune went pre-Bach, back to medieval times. I always thought it was sort of
it's been around a long time. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a great modern dressing. It says 1963, so I'm thinking Norman Della Gioia was most active in, I don't know, the 60s, 70s?
Yeah, during that time, most of his pieces were written in the 60s, at least for band. And I'm really not familiar with much of his music beyond the band repertoire, but I hear that it's highly regarded for orchestra and chamber music. But he was around until 2008, so he just passed away somewhat recently.
Wow. What a long life, 1913 to 2008. Mary, did you ever conduct any Norman Della Gioia pieces?
I did. In fact, I conducted one of his pieces when I came to audition here.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Satiric dances.
That's correct.
But I've always been attracted to his music because he was a part of the Contemporary Music Project. It was started, I believe, in 1959, which was putting composers in public schools. And I'll think back to how great that would be. You know, Western kind of has that because we have Scott Borma, composer.
Good answer, Mary.
Here with all the students. But public schools at that time, it was started just to generate good quality music for high school bands to play. But how awesome it would be to have someone like that in your band room every day.
Right.
Writing and tweaking.
Yeah. And that was such an interesting time for bands, in that legit composers like Della Gioia and Paul Hindemith and even Aaron Copland were commissioned to write pieces for winds, which up until that time there weren't, as I was saying earlier, there just weren't original pieces written for winds. And, you know, Norman Della Gioia won the Pulitzer Prize in 1957. To have somebody of that stature write music for our ensemble is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have to leave it there for today. Just a reminder to listeners that the concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock and it's free. Just walk into Miller Auditorium and have a feast of symphonic wind music from the Symphonic Band, led by John Leonard. And the second half will be the WMU Wind Symphony, led by Scott Borma. And maybe you could, rather than me talking on, tell us again about the holiday offerings.
Well, on December 9, we have our Christmas Card to the Community, which will feature all of our concert ensembles and some student chamber ensembles. But two nights before,
December 7th, Friday, December the 7th, in the Recital Hall, Dalton Center, the University Concert Band, 8 o'clock.
Well, I wish you luck in your debut with concert band on the
7th. It's going to be great fun.
And you dropped a little hint that there were some community members in the concert band. Is there a process, or are you still interested in hearing from other community members who might want to participate?
Absolutely. We welcome anyone that wants to be a part of the University Concert Band. All they need to do is they can send me an email. It's very easy, mary.land@wmich.edu, or contact the School of Music. They can get in touch with me and just give me a heads up your instrument and that you'll be there, so we'll have a folder of music ready.
Wow, okay.
And our first rehearsal is the first Monday back, I believe January the 7th, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Dr. Land and Dr. Borma, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Scott, would you tell us how this Della Gioia piece opens? I have the first variation queued up.
Great. Yeah, it just opens with kind of a fanfare, just gives you a taste of the harmonies you're going to hear, and then it moves quickly into the statement of the main melody that is varied throughout the piece. ¶¶